From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah Zawajal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the blessings of Sayyidina Imam Baqir Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Now, starting with the recitation of Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's a beautiful hadith in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear brothers, it's mentioned regarding Imam Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala that in his childhood, the great Imam, Imam Baqir rahimahullah, once visited the famous companion Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Jabir's eyesight had become impaired due to old age. So he asked, "Who are you?" Imam Baqir rahimahullah replied, "I am Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein bin Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhum." Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then approached Imam Baqir rahimahullah, kissed his hand and said that the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given you salam. The people present, they asked that, "How can this be? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already passed away from the world at that time." Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained that, "I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was playing whilst seated in his lap. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'O Jabir, my grandson will have a son by the name of Ali,'" meaning referring to Sayyidina Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala. "On the day of judgment, it will be announced, 'Stand, O leader of the worshippers.' And he will then stand. He will have a son by the name of Muhammad. O Jabir, you will see him. And you are to give him my salam when you meet him." Subhanallah. It was Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah. Imam Baqir, his name is Muhammad, subhanallah. So Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to when instructing Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to convey his salam. May Allah azza wa jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Now, dear brothers, Sayyidina Imam Baqir rahimahullah is the son of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin, Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is the grandson of Sayyidina Imam Hussein. Imam Muhammad Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the grandson of Imam Hussein, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is the great-grandson of Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyida Fatima Zahra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And he is the fifth sheikh of tariqah in the Qadiriyya Radhawiyya Attariyya spiritual order. His name is Muhammad. His appellation is Abu Ja'far. And his titles are Baqir, Shakir and Hadi. The letter of which means the one who guides. He was born approximately 3 years prior to the events of Karbala on the 3rd of Safar in the year 57 Hijri on a Friday in Madina Munawwara. Now, why is he referred to as Baqir? The reason behind the name or the title Baqir being attributed to him is mentioned in As-Sawaiq al-Muhriqa. In this work, it states that the term Baqir al-Ard, it refers to the excavating the earth and underneath its hidden treasures. So it means to excavate the earth and unearth its hidden treasures. Similarly, he rahimahullah went on to uncover many secrets behind the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal and explained their wisdom. Baqir also refers to the one who cleaves through knowledge, and since he possessed vast knowledge, he was known as Baqir. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah had 4 sons and 3 daughters. According to one opinion, he had 5 sons and 2 daughters. So his knowledge is vastly known. He is known for his deep knowledge. Now, we as the devotees of the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt, we should know that it is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal that we love those whom He loves and are attached to them. Alhamdulillah, what a wonderful connection we have with Imam Baqir Rahimahullah, as he is our spiritual guide. The descendants of both Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma meet at Imam Baqir Rahimahullah. This is because his father, Imam Zainul Abidin, is the son of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his mother is the daughter of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. He also has a deeply rooted link to the first Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by means of being related to him. The son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, was appointed as a governor of Egypt at the behest of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abi Bakr had a son whose name was Sayyidina Qasim rahimahullah, who went on to have a daughter by the name of Sayyida Farwa binti Qasim radiyallahu anha. Imam Baqir and Sayyida Farwa binti Qasim, they proceeded to marry one another, and the 6th Shaykh of the Qadiriyya Alawiyya spiritual order, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was born from the marriage. Thus, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the maternal grandfather of every Sayyid. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the paternal grandfather. Now, dear brothers, having love for the honorable companions and the Ahlul Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in is a means of salvation and necessary to receive the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. There are many incidents in which the companions and the Ahlul Bayt express their love and compassion for one another. For example, the granddaughter of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah, the daughter of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahimahullah, is named after the mother of the believer Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her shrine is located in Egypt next to a masjid. And due to this connection, it acquired the name of Masjid Aisha. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith are reported by various narrators that the specific narrations reported by Imam Jafar Sadiq from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, from Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from Imam Hassan, and then from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, are referred to as silsilatul dhahab, meaning the scholars of hadith, they call this chain as a golden chain. Silsilatul dhahab, in English it translates to the golden chain. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Atta rahimahullah, he stated that I have not seen anyone from the ulama in whose company the knowledge of even the scholars appeared to be less apart from Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had such immense knowledge that in front of him, even the knowledgeable ulama, their knowledge was less. He says, I saw Hakam bin Uyayna sitting before him as if he was a student of knowledge. A man narrates that I sought permission to meet Imam Baqir rahimahullah, and the people said, do not hurry, as there are many people with him and he has not come outside yet. 12 men left the room wearing tight quilted outer garments, gloves and socks. They said, Assalamu alaikum, and left. When I approached Imam Baqir rahimahullah, I asked, who were the people that left? He replied, they were your jinn brothers. I became amazed and asked, can you see and meet them? He answered, yes. Just as you ask me about halal and haram, they too, they learn it from me. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman, has written in Shajra, the genealogical tree detailing the spiritual lineage in the form of Salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Sayyidina Imam Baqir Rahimahullah is mentioned in those words that Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim وعلى المولى السيد الإمام محمد بن علي الباقر رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Translation: O Allah Almighty, send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Ali, Imam Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala. Likewise, he mentions Imam Baqir rahimahullah in a couplet of Persian shajara in the form of an istighatha, request for aid and help. And he says, Baqira ya alime, sadat ya bahr al-ulum, az ulume khud badaf, jahle ma imdad kun. O Imam Baqir rahimahullah, you are a great scholar of the Sayyids and an ocean of knowledge. Through the knowledge granted to you by Allah Azza wa Jal, remove my ignorance and help me. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah, he was immensely devout and pious. And he would busy himself in worship at all times like his father did. His son, Sayyidina Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahimahullah, he explains that in the middle of the night, my father would say in the court of Allah that, O Allah, you commanded me, but I did not obey. You prohibited me, but I did not stop. This servant is present in your court with no excuse. O Allah, the night has arrived and the kingdoms of rulers have ceased. The stars have become apparent in the sky and the people are sleeping. O Allah, you are eternal and all-seeing. Your being is pure. You do not sleep, nor do you fatigue. The one who asks from you is not left empty-handed. Allahu Akbar. This is the way he would humble himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Khalid bin Dinar rahimahullah mentions that whenever Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah smiled, he would say, O Allah, do not become displeased with me. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Yahya rahimahullah adds that I saw Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah wearing a yellow lower garment. Excluding the obligatory prayers, he would offer 50 units of salah in the day and night. Al-Quwatu lillahi jami'a. It was written, it was inscribed on his ring, which means all power belongs to Allah. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahimahullah reports from his father, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah, that after the people took an oath of allegiance, bay'ah, with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he told them to renounce their oath for 7 days thereafter. On the 7th day, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to him and said, we will not renounce our bay'ah. And nor do we desire this. If we did not consider you to be eligible of being the Khalif, we would never have pledged our allegiance to you. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Imam Baqir rahimahullah says that the entire family of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala have unanimously agreed that only the best words can be used to describe Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. It is evident that the best of words are used for the best of people. Sayyidina Urwa bin Abdullah rahimahullah ta'ala, he reports that I was in the company of Imam Baqir Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and said, how is it to adorn a sword? He answered, there is no harm in this, as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has done so. You called him Siddiq? I asked. Upon hearing this, Imam Baqir rahimahullah immediately rose to his feet and placed, and he then faced the Qibla and said, yes, he is Siddiq. Yes, he is Siddiq. Yes, he is Siddiq. He repeated it 3 times. Whoever does not call him Siddiq, meaning truthful, Allah will cause his words to be false in this world and the hereafter. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdul Malik bin Abu Sulaiman rahimahullah, he says that I asked Imam Baqir rahimahullah, I asked him for the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran. Innama waliyukumu Allahu wa rasuluhu walladhina amanu alladhina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata wa hum raki'un. You have no friends except Allah and His Messenger. And the believers, that they establish salah and give zakat and remained bowed down in the majestic court of Allah. He replied by explaining that this verse is in reference to the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. I said, people say that this verse is referring to Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He replied that he is also from the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Imam Baqir rahimahullah said to Jabir Jufi, O Jabir, I have received news of people in Iraq who claim to love us, meaning love the Ahlul Bayt, but speak ill of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They say that I have commanded them to do this. Tell them I express absolutely no connection or ties with them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If I do not supplicate for mercy to descend upon Shaykhain, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and for their ranks to be raised, may I then not gain the intercession of my grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only the enemies of Allah can be negligent of such personalities. On another occasion, he said to Jabir Jufi, let the people of Kufa know that I have no connection with those who speak ill of the Shaykhain. And I am pleased with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Whoever is unaware of their virtues and excellence is unacquainted with the Sunnah. Subhanallah. Meaning he doesn't even have the knowledge of the Hadith. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explained that one day a mule of my father, Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah, it was lost. And he said, if Allah returns it to me, I will praise him in a way that he will be pleased. After a while, Allah Almighty returned the mule to him along with the saddle and reins. Once he was sitting comfortably on the mule, he looked towards the sky and said, Alhamdulillah. And he didn't say anything else. He just said, Alhamdulillah. When he was asked about this, he said that, have I missed something or said anything extra? I have attributed all praises to Allah. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and upon the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a great Imam, Imam Auza'i rahimahullah, he mentions that he went to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala in Medina and asked about the commentary of the following verse of the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah erases and affirms whatever He wills, and the actual writings is with Him. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah says that, yes, my father reports from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this verse, and he said, O Ali, I give you good news and tell those from my nation after me that giving charity in the correct manner, doing good, having good relations with your parents, and mending ties of kinship replaces misfortune with good fortune, increases your lifespan, and prevents a bad death. Dear brothers, those who are fortunate will not only have good relations with their parents, but they will also be at their service, especially when they reach old age. All devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt radiallahu ta'ala anhum should be kind to their relatives. If they sever a relationship, try to reconcile and mend family ties. Being kind and courteous in response to someone showing kindness to you is nothing extraordinary. It is a sign of excellence. However, to respond with kindness when you are not treated the same way, mend ties with the one who severs relations with you. Bestow upon the one who deprives you and forgive the one who oppresses you. Imam Muhammad Baqir rahimahullah says that the fastest means of attaining reward is to be kind to your relatives, and the fastest means to a punishment is to be rebellious and mischievous. Allahu Akbar. Severing relations with relatives without a valid Sharia excuse is such a reprehensible act that Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah advises his son Imam Baqir rahimahullah to avoid the company of those who sever relations with their relatives. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah, he says that with the intention of giving me advice, my father, Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, said that you should not adopt the company of 5 people, nor should you converse or travel with them. I said, may I be sacrificed for you? Who are those people? He then began to explain, do not adopt the company of a transgressor, as he will betray you for a morsel or even less. Then I asked, what do you mean by less than a morsel? He answered that he will have greed for a morsel, but will not acquire it. Who is the second person? I asked. So he said, do not adopt the company of a miser, as he will not give you money when you are in desperate need of it. And then he said, who's the third person? And the response was, do not adopt the company of a liar, because he is like a mirage that distances that which is close to you and brings near that which is far. And then I asked, who is the fourth person? To which he responded, do not sit in the company of a fool, as he will cause you harm when trying to benefit you. And then he asked, who's the fifth person? And the response was, avoid the company of those who sever relations with their relatives, as the Quran mentions that they are cursed, meaning distanced from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, in 3 places. Imam Muhammad Baqir rahimahullah himself later on went to tell his son, O my son, refrain from laziness and narrow-mindedness, as they are the keys to all evil. If you fall victim to laziness, you will be unable to fulfill anyone's rights. And if you fall victim to narrow-mindedness, you'll be unable to be patient upon the truth. Subhanallah. Your brothers, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah, he is a great tabi'i from Madinah Munawwara, and he hails from the ranks of the elite jurists and scholars of hadith. He met and reported hadith from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as Sayyidina Anas, Sayyidina Jabir, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, the people of Allah understand the language of animals and also answer their cries for help. A man narrates that, I was traveling with Imam Baqir rahimahullah through a valley between Makkah and Medina. He was traveling on a mule and I was riding a donkey. Suddenly, a man descended from the mountains who began supervising the mule. Meanwhile, a wolf placed his palm in front of the mule's saddle and remained in conversation with the grand imam for some time. Imam Baqir rahimahullah then said to the wolf, now you can go back. I have done as you wished. The wolf returned and proceeded on its way. Imam Baqir rahimahullah then turned to the narrator of this incident and asked, do you know what the wolf said to me? Allah and his messenger and you know best, the narrator said in response. The great imam then began to explain. He said that the wolf issued a plea to me, saying that my child will soon be born, and so please pray for him. Pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that my child or any of my progeny does not harm anyone who has love for you. Imam Baqir rahimahullah then made dua for the wolf in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Muhammad Baqir rahimahullah once heard the chirping of a bird and said to the person next to him, do you know what the bird is saying? The man replied that no, he didn't have an idea. The great imam then explained that the bird is praising Allah and asking for today's sustenance. Subhanallah. An esteemed scholar of Hanafi jurisprudence, Imam Abu Yusuf Rahimahullah, he narrates that I asked my teacher, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah Ta'ala, have you met Imam Bakir? Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. The Imam replied, yes, I met him and asked him a Shari question to which he gave a remarkable answer that I had never heard before. A king once asked for Imam Bakir Rahimahullah to visit him, but his intention behind this was to martyr him. As soon as the Imam arrived, the king asked for forgiveness and offered gifts, exhibiting great honor and respect. After the Imam had left, the people asked, you called him in order to take his life. Why did you show respect to him? The king responded that as Imam Bakir Rahimahullah came towards me, I saw two fierce lions standing on either sides of him. They said, if you display even the slightest bit of disrespect, I will tear you to pieces. Allahu Akbar. O devotees of the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt, the statements of the Awliya Rahimahumullah Ta'ala are guiding lights, highlighting how to live a good life. Acting upon them can better our lives in this world and in the hereafter. Their concise words are a treasure of knowledge. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will have the privilege of listening to some of the beautiful statements and the teachings of Imam Muhammad Baqir Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Let's first now go and listen to a kalam in the praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter we shall return and continue with the beautiful statements of Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Kar de karam khuda ya, 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 ranjo alam ne mara, kar de karam khuda ya, tera hi hai sahara, kar de karam khuda ya, kar de karam khuda ya, kar de karam khuda ya, waqt-e ajal muyassar, deedar-e mustafa ho, waqt-e ajal muyassar, deedar-e mustafa ho, jo khatima ho mera, jo khatima ho mera, kar de karam khuda ya, 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 halat pur alam ne jeena kiya mushkil, halat pur alam ne jeena kiya mushkil, aafat ne hai ghera, aafat ne hai ghera, پلے میں کچھ بھی میرے حسن عمل نہیں ہے، پلے میں کچھ بھی میرے حسن عمل نہیں ہے، ہو جاؤں میں نہ رسوا، ہو جاؤں میں نہ رسوا، کر دے کرم خدا یا، 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 کر دے کرم خدا یا،
برہان کی ہو بخشش دوزخ سے ہو خلاصی، محمود کی ہو بخشش دوزخ سے ہو خلاصی، جنت بنے ٹھکانہ، جنت بنے ٹھکانہ، کر دے کرم خدا یا،
کر دے کرم خدا یا، کر دے کرم خدا یا، کر دے کرم خدا یا، کر دے کرم خدا یا،
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah. After listening to the kalam, we are back to discussing our today's topic, and that is blessings of Sayyiduna Imam Baqir Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And just before we went for the kalam, we were discussing some beautiful statements of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah. In one statement he says that the salam of lowly people is with abhorrent words, meaning evil people begin their speech with unpleasant dialogue. In another saying he says, misfortune is attached in some way or another to everything, and the misfortune of knowledge is to forget. Allahu Akbar. The scholar who provides benefit from his knowledge is better than 1,000 worshippers. In yet another saying he says that, I swear by Allah, Satan the accursed is happier upon the death of a scholar than the death of 70 worshippers. That's why it is said, it's a proverb, Mautul Alimi Mautul Alam, that the death of a scholar is like the death of a world. And here Imam Baqir Rahimahullah says that, I swear by Allah that Satan the accursed is happier upon the death of a scholar than the death of 70 worshippers. And this is so true. Shaitan is always after the people of knowledge, and they are a threat to the mission of Shaitan. Imam Baqir Rahimahullah, he says that there are three extremely difficult actions. There are three extremely difficult actions. First is remembering Allah regardless of your condition, meaning remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla in every situation. Number second is being just to yourself. And number third, helping a Muslim brother in financial need and support. Subhanallah. All these are wonderful actions, which Imam Baqi rahimahullah, he says that these three actions are extremely difficult. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to make an abundance of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter in which state we are. That's why when somebody asks you, you know, about your condition, don't start complaining. Even in that time, we are encouraged to make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if you are going through problems, troubles, just say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. I will make the dhikr of Allah. I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. And here, this is just one example of putting it in perspective, remembering Allah regarding of your condition. Ala kulli hal. Being just to yourself. Meaning, being just to yourself. Meaning, do justice with yourself. And helping a Muslim brother in financial need and support. It is very hard to put your hand in your pocket and take things out. But yes, so helping a Muslim brother in financial need and support, that is a very difficult action and one must do it. And then Imam Baqir rahimahullah, in the next statement he says, refrain from arguing and fighting. Refrain from arguing and fighting, as it corrupts the heart and brings about hypocrisy. Allahu Akbar. It is so true. All these conflicts, they really trouble the heart. Your heart rate goes haywire. People with blood pressure issues, it is very harmful for them to be in stress and tensions. And when you argue and you fight, your tension and stress, it skyrockets. So all of this is not really worth it. Rather be cool and calm and avoid arguing and fighting unnecessarily. The quarrelsome are those who debate upon the verses of Allah for no reason. He describes who are the quarrelsome people. He says they are those who debate upon the verses of Allah for no reason. In the next statement, he says that Sayyidina Thabit rahimahullah narrates that Imam Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah gave the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran. Which verse? أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They will be rewarded the highest position in paradise, the recompense of their patience. Now the great Imam explained that they will receive this reward for the patience they had during poverty and starvation in the world. Imam Baqir rahimahullah, in the next statement, he says that I have a brother who is great and honorable in my eyes. The reason for this is because he considers the world to be insignificant. Subhanallah. In the next statement, he says that whoever has been given gentleness and good manners possesses all goodness and comfort. His condition will be good in this world and the hereafter. Whoever is deprived of good manners and goodness is upon the path of every evil and difficulty. However, Allah Azza wa Jal protects whom He wills. So being gentle, having good manners, it is something that is encouraged. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like people who had good manners. Ubaidullah bin Walid reports that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ali al-Baqir rahimahullah said to us, can any of you take what you desire from the pocket of your brother? We replied, no, we can't. The Imam responded that the brotherhood between you is not then what you think it is. Allahu Akbar. In the next statement, he says that you will know how much love your brother has for you when you ascertain how much love you have for him. Subhanallah, this is so unique. So if you want to know how much someone likes you from your brothers, just find out in your own mind, in your own heart, just introspect yourself that how much you like that person. If you don't have a liking towards that person will also have no liking towards you. And if you have liking for him in your heart, then just assume that he also has similar liking for you. Subhanallah. What goes around comes around. The Imam said to Jabir Jufi that, O Jabir, think of the world as a place of resting momentarily before departing. Or think of it as wealth you acquired in a dream and realized you gained nothing when you woke up. For the intelligent and those who possess the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal, this world is like a shadow. Ask Allah for the protection of your faith and intellect. Allahu Akbar. Here in this statement, dear viewers, Imam Muhammad Baqir Rahimahullah, he really exposed the reality of this world and what this temporary world means to people of the intellect. The Imam said, O Jabir, he said to Jabir Jufi, he said, O Jabir, think of the world as a place of resting momentarily before departing. What that means? It means when you are traveling to some place, let's say it's a long day's journey, you have to rest somewhere, right? So momentarily you rest there. You don't make it your house, right? For example, sometimes we travel from, let's say, from South Africa to countries that are very far away. For example, Australia, the US, UK, India, other places, Dubai, Pakistan. So all these places are very far away. And sometimes you have to change your flights. If, let's say, the destination is more than 10,000 kilometers plus, right? Approximately those distances, any distance longer than that, usually the flights, they change. They go to their hub, and then from that airport, you change the flight and you take the next flight to your destination. Anyway, so sometimes you will see that your airlines, whichever airport, whichever country it belongs to, they will go there first. Then after a certain wait, sometimes the wait could be 1 hour, 2 hours, sometimes it could be 5 hours, 6 hours, even up to 8, 9 hours, sometimes even longer than that. And then what you do in that time, you can either do duty-free shopping, or you can take some rest if you're tired, or go eat, or do whatever. You have to pass that time. And if you want to rest, let's say, then is it that you are going to sleep there forever or stay there forever? No, that's not your house. So treat this world in the same way like you treat the airports that you pass in the middle of your journey. You rest for a few hours and then you get up and then you board the next flight and you are gone, right? Nobody considers that airport to be their house, that you can live there forever. But the world, we treat it as if we are to live here forever. And Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah says, and he gives this profound advice to Jabir Jufi, that, O Jabir, think of the world as a place of resting momentarily. The key word is momentarily, before departing. Or think of it as wealth that you acquired in a dream and realize that you gained nothing when you woke up. Allahu Akbar. So dreams, in the dreams you can be a billionaire. But when you woke up, you are penniless once again. Allahu Akbar. For the intelligent and those who possess the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, how do they see the world? He says that this world for them is like a shadow. Shadow, does it have a reality of its own? No. It keeps moving. It's never permanent. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, ask Allah for the protection of your faith and intellect. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen. Dear brothers, these are some of the profound words of the great Imam, Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to benefit from his words of wisdom and try to incorporate it into our daily lives. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we are going to listen to beautiful Madani pearls from the great Muballigh of Da'wat Islami. Let's go inshallah Azza wa Jal, listen to his nasiha. And thereafter we shall be back and continue with the conclusion of our today's episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the eyes of people, some actions seem small, minute, a smile, a glass of water, a short dua. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing done with sincerity is ever small. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam says, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Protect yourself from the fire of hell. Be it with a part of a date, half a date, just a small part of a date, with a sincere heart, that is, this can be a shield from the fire of hell. Your 1 pound in charity, your 1 minute of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your 1 line short message to somebody who is struggling, you reassuring them, every single one of these matter. So don't wait to, oof, I need to do something really big. No, start with something which is small. But do it now. And more importantly, do it with sincerity. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every little counts. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to listen and honor and practice whatever our beloved Muballigh, he has mentioned. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Now, coming down to the conclusion, we have listened to the nasiha of Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala. He rahmatullahi ta'ala he passed away on the 7th of Zulhijjah in the year 114 Hijri or 117 Hijri. He is buried near the shrine of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jannatul Baqi. He was shrouded in the clothes he used to pray in as per his will. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us true love for the companions and the Ahlul Bayt. Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. And may we live and die upon this. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth, they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.